This is Chaplain Terry Warner. I'm going to stop the music for a few moments so you can grab a pen and some paper for your foundation scriptures. If you can't get onto a computer because you are driving or at work, when you can get online, you will find my podcasts and articles at thechaplainscorner.net. Starting at the beginning of the podcast, I will give you the season number and the episode number. Thank you so much for listening. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. And now, let's get going. Hello, friend. Chaplain Terry Warner here. The title of this podcast is Today. It will be Season 4, Episode 14, S4E14. It will air on April the 1st, 2024. Your foundation scriptures will be 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 19, Holly's Bible Handbook 2000, and James 4, 1 through 17. What if today was your last day on earth? It probably won't be, but what if today, when the sun sets, for you, there would be no tomorrow? James 4, 13 through 17 says, "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money, while you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you should say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting and bragging is evil. Anyone, then, who knows that the good he should do and does not do it, sins. Only on earth would you have a tomorrow. In the spirit world, however, you would go to your father, either the devil or to your father, God Almighty. You have started on your journey of eternity when you were conceived. You are a spirit made by God. You have a soul made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. And you have a physical body so you can function and conduct human business while on this earth. Why was man created and for what purpose? We were put here by God to bring glory, praise, and honor to God. We are to live an abundant life, love God, and love others. By doing so, we add value and love to God and His kingdom. Ephesians 5:10 encourages us to find out what plans God has for us. Ephesians 5:8-21, For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Look at Micah 6:8. He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Here's a rabbit hole warning. You do not have, nor will you have, the privilege to work out your own defense when you stand before God. Well, I'll just take my chances and stand before God. God conducts the court, and He has said in His word how a court would be conducted. We will all stand before God at our day of judgment. You will only get to go to heaven through Jesus Christ. John 14:6 makes this very plain when Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." Adam sinned against God in the Garden of Eden, and in doing so, opened the door to establishing sin and rejecting God and preventing God, temporarily, from operating and controlling the earth through man. Adam gave the creation over to the devil. When Adam sinned, his soul died, and Adam and the entire race of people died spiritually because the seed of man came through Adam. Let's go down another rabbit hole. Proceed with caution, I have. God is a spirit, and His words are spirit and life. Otherwise, how do you think Jesus, who was the Word in flesh form, could bring about miracles on this earth without using His divine power? God is not free to do anything he wants. He, God, operates by spiritual laws, and he, God, established and set up in love that it followed would bring about, that if followed, would bring about love. Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's Galatians 5:22-23. God foreknew this, was not caught off guard, nor did he have to resort to plan B. So God immediately put his rescue plan into motion in the Garden of Eden. However, man sinned, his soul became separated from God, who was his life support, and his words became contrary to God's word and brought about death in all things pertaining to man and the kingdom that God had given him. Genesis 1:26-31. Then God said, "Let us," in other words, Elohim, that's plural, "make man in our image and likeness, and let them, male and female, rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God made man in his own image. In the image of God, he made and created him. Male and female, he created them. My insertion, God is a spirit. This is my insertion. God is a spirit. Physical men living on the earth are not able to see or hear what God without some kind of spiritual intervention. For God the Father to operate on the earth, he must have a body. Hebrews 10:5 says, "Wherefore, when he, Jesus, comes into the world, he says, 'Sacrifices and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body you have prepared for me.'" Psalm 40:6-8, Isaiah 1:11-31, and Jeremiah 7:21-23. God blessed them and said something, in other words, he said something good about them. He said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air." One of his first steps was some kind of provision to remove the sting of death and failure on this earth by providing a way to cover the sins of the entire human race. This would be done through blood sacrifices made by the priests that had been appointed to God. Since the life of God's creation is in the blood, by blood sacrifices, God allowed the sins to be atoned for so the individual could continue to function and receive God's blessings while on this earth. However, once the individual died, his soul was incapable of entering heaven because he had been stained and made unacceptable because his sin had separated him from God. So God, through his planned redemption, would have to somehow reconcile himself to man and would have to include the heavenly utensils, the altars, and everything from the throne room of God down to the worst sinner of the creation, and also to include the heavens and the earth. In other words, it would take divine blood of God becoming a sacrifice to annihilate the sin from creation. That's why he had to be born of a virgin. That's why his seed had to be from God the Father. He had to be a perfect and willful and strong enough sacrifice to overcome this of Adam's sin. Jesus, God's Son, left his position as God's Son and seated with and equal to God, put aside his dominion and glory, and came to earth in the physical body of a man and became a living sacrifice by abolishing our sins, and doing so by becoming a living sacrifice for our salvation. Jesus was made sin on the cross, died, descended into hell for everyone's sin, and after spending 3 days and 3 nights in hell, paid the debt in full of man. God the Father accepted Jesus' sacrifice, and God, through Christ, reconciled himself to the world, everything. Then Jesus was raised from the dead and became the firstborn of many brethren, If there's a firstborn, there's also a second and third and fourth. Rhyme in there somewhere. Romans 8:29-37. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, he also called. And whom he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. Justified is the same word as could be used for righteous. We have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have right standing and privileges with God, just like we have never sinned. Friend, when you are born again by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are recreated in Christ and are justified or made righteous and become part of the body of Christ, fully reinstated that your sin is cast into the sea of forgetfulness. Micah 7:19. Cast behind God's back, Isaiah 38:17, says, Behold, it was for my welfare that I had great bitterness, but in love you have delivered my life from the pit of destruction, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. Sin and evil was conquered. God is not mad or disappointed, but through his love and compassion has made it possible for us to be born again, like Jesus, and spend eternity with him starting right after your acceptance of Christ into your heart. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Accept him into your heart today so you can spend eternity with him. Say this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, The one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. That's John 6:37. Keep saying it with me. I know you won't cast me out. You take me in, and I thank you for that. You said in your word, Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. I am calling on your name, and I know you have saved me. You also said if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised you from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:9-10. I believe in my heart Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe he died on the cross and was raised from the dead to pay the penalty for my sins. I confess him as Lord. Because your word says that with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and I do believe with my heart, I have now become the righteousness of God in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21. I am now saved. Thank you, Lord. If you said that prayer with me, please write me and let me know. I have a few materials for you and some pointers to help you find a full gospel church that will teach you how to walk with your new life with Jesus. Just sign up for my newsletter. No list, no cost, no exposing your privacy, just some books and literature to help you out. My monthly newsletter. And welcome, brother, sister, to the family of God. You have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen. This has been Chaplain Terry Warner. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. When you go to my podcast website, there will be a drop-down menu for my website. It signs you up for my newsletter. You will be able to privately email me with your questions and comments. You will be lifted up in prayer every day. Your information will never be sold or given out. Please like, share, and follow me on social media. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name.